everybody. This is Bill Bauman. It is Thursday. It's March 2016. And I want to welcome you. This is our monthly teleconference, telegathering, tele-lovefest, tele-you name it. Whatever it is, it is. And I sound like one of these late-night talk hosts. Watch this. And we've got a really, really good show for you tonight. Well, whatever that means. I never even thought of it that way before. Anyway, here we are together. I feel like welcoming you, yes, each one of you, to Donna's and my heart. And Donna is on the other line, just coming off of a frantic adventure into trying to get the slides up that did not seem to want to cooperate. But anyway, she is here. And she and I really just really welcome you. And I want to say to our heart, usually when groups come, I welcome them to the space we're in, which I equate with the space of Donna's in my heart. And our heart is just filled with gobs and gobs of love. And I just want you to feel welcomed, feel embraced, feel held, feel loved, and just feel given to. So thank you. Thank you for being here. One quick announcement. I want to thank Jimmy G for putting in a cute little message here online, reminding me to turn on the recorder, to which I responded, what? Turn on the recorder? What kind of a concept is that? But anyway, I did it. Thank you, Jimmy. You the best, man. You just the best. So are you ready for one other quote? Now, this is one of those quotes that could change your life. It's one of those sort of like mantras you could live with. It's part of the deepest wisdom of life you could ever receive. So do you hear your heart like coming alive, your heart getting excited, your whole self? Because this is the quote of the century. Are you ready? It's by Mark Twain. Yes, Mark Twain. Yes, master of whatever. And it goes like this. Part of the secret of success in life. Now, parentheses, get that secret that you are really excited now. I can see you just waiting on the edge of your seat for the rest. Okay. Part of the secret of success in life is to eat what you like and let the food fight it out inside. There. Isn't that the best piece of advice you have ever seen, heard, digested, ingested in your entire life? So I knew you would love it. I knew this is like a life changer. We could like stop the whole tele-gathering right now because you got everything you needed to. All that said, for anybody who's new, next announcement, I would like to just express in a little words what this precious, sacred, beautiful hour is. It's a space for inspiration. It's a time for grace. It's a beautiful, beautiful gathering that's all about blessing. And we aren't here primarily for content and theory and teaching. We're here to open our hearts. We're here to just let our hearts teach us, let our souls move us, let our deepest truth inspire us, let the blessings of infinity move around us and give us whatever it is that's just right. And how interesting that today, a little earlier, I just opened to the whole question of, what is our perfect focus for, our perfect way of being together tonight? And three words came to me, opening to blessings. And so I welcome you to a very blessing-filled evening. And then I want to share with you probably the biggest, most wondrous blessing in my life, and that is Donna. I would like to thank Donna for all that she did to not just put these slides together online, but really to actually get them online. So that was a marvelous thing. Donna, would you like to say hi to us?
I would. Good evening to everyone. And what Bill is referring to, we couldn't get the slides to come up, and he was talking to you, and I'm running around trying to figure out what was wrong. But anyway, beyond that, it's a lovely evening in Las Vegas, and we are very grateful to each and every one of you to join with us, and we'll have a wonderful hour.
Thank you, Donna. We certainly will. We have a magnificent hour. And to start that magnificent hour, I would like to invite everybody here to say hi. Just for those of you who are on the phone, whatever way you want to say hi, which, of course, is the verbal way of just embracing each of us and welcoming us into your heart, you into our heart. And if you're online, feel free to express that, too, in your own way, even though we won't hear the verbal reverberations of it. We will get it from your heart. And if you're tuning in later, as many, many people do, because you can't quite make this time frame now, please feel free to just do your version of the same thing. And I am just clicking the magic button right now to say, hi, everybody. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
We love you.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Thank you so, so, so much. Well, we are here, and I want to say, back to the whole theme about opening to blessings, I really am inviting each of us to do that, each of us in our own way. Of course, we're always open to blessings, and you know me, I've got words for that. I've got words up the wazoo. I don't always know what they are ahead of time, but the words are, of course, a verbal commentary, but our hearts. Our hearts know how to open to blessings. Our hearts are always open to blessings. So just I want to invite each of us just to sort of in this moment, just before we even start words, just to go to your heart, just to be in that heart, and just maybe even if you feel like it, just thank your heart. It's what I'm doing with my heart right now. Thank your heart for being always, always there, loving, feeding you, nurturing you, just open to and receiving on your behalf when your mind is busy or preoccupied or not noticing or not aware, just receiving on your behalf, sort of like if you're not home, the postman takes it to the person next door and then they give it to you. So the blessing coming to your heart, and I thank your heart, and if you feel like thanking your heart for being this ever ready, ever devoted, ever caring, ever nurturing, ever loving facet of you that never, ever, ever forgets how amazing you are and just is always, always receiving from the infinite postman or postwoman or postbeing, whatever blessing is there, then here it is. And so this is a night, an evening, a day, just filled with blessings. So let me start it this way. You've heard me describe these monthly gatherings. I just did it a little earlier. It's a time to be open to grace, to be given gifts, to receive blessings, to be, you know, like receptive to whatever blessing, whatever outpouring of divine either intervention or giftedness or response is just perfect for each one of us, like in the now, like right now. And that's what's happening here. And this blessing can come from any source. It can come from your like right now, from your innermost soul. It can come from grace itself, or I think grace we would call divine love. It can come from the earth. It comes especially on these calls. It comes from all of us, or any one of us, that are gathered together. And there's just something in the embrace where two or more are gathered, where all of a sudden the magic of life and the mystery of it all just brings forth from the limitless array or smorgasbord of possibilities whatever any of us need, maybe from the heart of somebody else who's here, maybe when that person's heart doesn't even know that she or he is giving that, or it can come from your own heart, or actually it can come from any source. But first and foremost, it's a blessing. And so that blessing is here. I don't know if you can sense it, feel it, know it, be aware of it, because it shows itself to each of us in a different way. If you do, marvelous. If you don't, just as marvelous. But let me just say this, and with my words as background, I feel like the blessing is starting to sort of turn its gears. The blessing is starting to move its its own power within us. So what's here right now? I feel like there's a very sacred, sacred space here. There's a power here. There's a divine heart here, just wanting to love you and me endlessly. There's a love-filled unity of souls, like a gathering of unified lovers, hungry for blessing, both in terms of receiving and giving. And also, I feel like this is an energy field. It's an energy field filled with gifts, just sort of waiting for us to reach into the trough of those gifts and take whatever is specifically here for us. And every one of these sources, if you will, is just here to unleash its blessings on, to, in, around, for you, for me, for us. And what an amazing, amazing time. Just what a privilege for me, certainly, but I hope for all of us to come together and just open to blessings. So the point, I think it's the very point of our coming together this evening, is this. All of these qualities, this sacred space, this power, this divine heart, all of these sources, they're here with us not just when we gather. They're here with us all the time. All the time, and then just to make it a little mundane, I think they're here with you when you're driving to work. They're here with you when you're sort of numbingly watching TV. They're here with you when you're discussing sports, which, of course, every one of you is just passionate about, I know, with a best friend or with somebody who maybe knows something more about sports than you do. Anyway, they're here, these gifts, these blessings, when you're meditating, when you're praying, when you're talking to a friend, when you're in any circumstance, any moment of your life. All of these sources of blessings are here, active. They're at your back, if you will. They're by your side. They're under your nose. They're within your heart, and my heart, and our heart. They're surrounding our body. They're circling around the beautiful self that each of us is. And so often they're here, and just waiting for the perfect moment to let me say, dump their gifts into your soul, into your heart, into your mind, into your body, into your awareness, your receptive arms, your waiting everything. Just waiting to bring you alive, to speak to you, to awaken you in whatever way that given blessing of the moment happens to be. So just in this moment, before I go any farther with my words, I'm seeing, and then I guess the question is, what about you? But I'm seeing that blessing. I'm seeing that blessing, those blessings. I'm seeing it be different for each one of us, because each one of us is sort of hand-selected for a particular kind of gift. And the gift for me often is to be able to be the sort of the MC, the master of ceremonies, or the orchestra conductor that just kind of invites some of those blessings and sometimes helps move them in certain ways into us, and just has the privilege of celebrating the blessing rich, blessing deserving you that's there. And so I think this is the awesome truth of our humanness, to be human. It's maybe the invisible elephant of truth in how, as human beings, we're designed, how we're engineered. And what is that truth? It's the truth that we're made, created, to be fed every day by blessings, nourished by, filled and fulfilled by blessings every minute of every day. And yes, physically we get fed with food. Emotionally we get fed with love from those who care about us. Just elementally we get fed by the earth, air, fire, water, of this space. We get fed by the prana, the chi, the life force, the energy around us. We're about, as human beings, being fed, and we're about feeding others and feeding the world around us. There's something about that nourishment, that system of nourishment, that says every minute of every day, of every night, we're being fed by not just the blessings that I talked about, the prana, the chi, the earth, but by blessings from innumerable sources. So if I may, I debated about whether to take this approach or not, but I'd like to get kind of megalomaniacal here and all self-absorbed. You know me, all I care about is myself. I mean, I make it look like I care about other people, but no, it's all about me. So I'd like to do a little personal sharing here. How do you put up with this? I don't know. So many, probably most of you know, for a number of years, I've been allowed, I've been given some gifts, but I've been allowed to see people's light, to see their energy, to, let's say, connect directly with their souls, your souls, with their deepest truth. To maybe see them through the very eyes of their soul, to find their deepest depths and view in those depths what the awesome treasures are that lie there waiting, and in all that I get to witness just the, I want to call it, the indescribable blessings that pour into every one of them, every person I see, not just those I hang out with personally, like many of you, but anybody, a person on the street, to witness those blessings that pour into them from infinity, from everywhere. So maybe in short, I feel like saying I've just had the privilege of seeing the world, seeing humanity, seeing the earth, seeing the universe, but seeing especially every human being in what I think we could call through the eyes of God, and to see into their deepest truth and to witness their, your, our, my amazing perfection, awesome beauty. And for me, I want to say this is not a gift I've taken ever for granted. It's a privileged space. And I stopped years ago asking the question, why me? In my youth, I used to ask that question, why me, with a whole different tone, but that's a whole other story. So I stopped asking why. What is it about me? Because at this point, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. What matters is that what I have been allowed, and hopefully, if you join with me, what you've been allowed is this seeing of the truth. So here's the point. I guess here's the point I want to share with you about what I'm describing as my experience. I see each one of us filled and nurtured with blessings. Every minute of every day and night, when we're awake and when we're asleep, when we're conscious and unconscious, when we're directly focused and when we're completely ignorant. It's like somehow what our conscious attention is doesn't disturb, doesn't take away from, doesn't change the fact that there's this amazing, amazing series of blessings. And so let me just, as I was kind of opening to all of this, I just jotted a number of, I guess I call them sources of this blessing. But so one of the things I see is I see your vast light. Light, endless, expansive, vast light, often actively alive in the space that's over and around your head. I see that light being like this huge, bigger dimensional conduit, a conduit for whatever blessing you might need in that moment. So in other words, I watch your light being its own blessing, but I watch this light being like a funnel, if you will, like a gift giver, a spoon to feed into us, usually into our light being, sometimes through our crown chakra, sometimes into our brain, sometimes just into our soul. But wherever, however, sometimes just through the pores of our body because our light surrounds our whole body, just giving us whatever in that moment we need. And often, of course, we don't notice it because we all tend to take that light so much for granted. But then if I shift gears a little bit, I see your loving heart, your adoring heart. And hold on just a second, I'll be right back. Thank you. Here I am. So I see your heart, and it's an ever-loving heart. It's a devoted heart. It's an adoring heart, and I see it like really filled, dynamically filled, with this intense love of you. And I see your heart again, always pouring love into whatever hurts. Just gently, lovingly placing that love in whatever's in need within you, or whatever's waiting maybe for love's power to propel you forward. It's an amazing heart. It knows how to be a blessing to you. It knows how to give you a kind of love, depth of love, power of love, immensity of love that never ends. And that heart can just keep pumping that love, like maybe right now. It's doing it. Like maybe right now that vast light I just talked about around you is kind of waking each of us up in its own quiet, subtle way, while our heart just maybe comes alive right now. And our heart, in effect, says, I'm here. I love you. Yeah, sure, maybe you forgot. Maybe you're occupied with other things. But I love you. And let's take that owie and here's love. Just to pour it on the owie, and let's take that something that's left over that's even wrapped up in the unconscious quality of you, and let's just fill it with its deservingness. And maybe it's something that, not an issue, not a problem at all, just a kind of a you that just could use even more love from infinity, more love from the earth, more love from everywhere, and it's all in this heart. Giving itself to you right here, right now. And then let me maybe move on. I see, what else do I see? I see your soul, your patient, dependable soul, that amazing soul that's the seat of your innate truth. And I see your soul, again, let me use the same verb, pouring that perfect truth, the truth of this moment, into your awareness, into your intuition, into your instincts, into your knowing, into your body consciousness, into anything and everything that carries truth to you, into your etheric energy, through your chakras, into your conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, into your brain, and your brain at all levels that somehow can magically, with its light instincts and propellings that we call the firing neurons, just create a knowing, oh my God, through the eyes of my soul, I am perfect. And then to shift again, I see what I want to call Mother Earth. Mother Earth, Parent Earth, Source Earth, that really rich holder of a kind of love that's grounded. Because for me, I look in this earth and I just see this deep, endless reservoir of infinite love in a finite form, in millions of finite forms, in every growth of every tree, every flower, every bush, every plant, every vegetable, every fruit that comes out of this earth. That's an expression of love. And I think when we eat those foods, those fruits, those vegetables, we are being fed love. So I see Mother Earth, like in this moment, just marinating each of us, you, me, us, in such a sweet, supportive love from morning to night. yes, the love that's in food, but the love that's in the body. Love that's in your body. And that's what I love about your body, my body, our body. Our body is our personalized earth. Our body is the innate beauty of that Mother Earth, of that finite, elementally rich love that lives in us. So the earth, air, water, fire that moves through our veins and moves through our corpuscles and moves through our energy system, moves through our organs and all of our bodily functions. All of that, it's pulsing love. And that's the gift of this earth out there and this earth that we call our body. And then I referred earlier to chi or prana, that thing we tend to call air, if you will. It's such a life-giving energy. It's such a rich life force. It's all around us. It's in us. It's through us. And in ways that we don't usually notice, but with every breath that we breathe in and out, we take in that prana. We breathe in that chi, and we breathe it out in order to give life to other facets of life. With every breath, we're celebrating the gift that comes with that chi, that precious life force that brings not just energy and vitality to our body, but that brings all the gifts that are three-dimensional, that are in this, hanging out in this beautiful atmosphere around us, brings those to us. Are you experiencing any of this? Are you aware of any of this from your vast light, your adoring heart, your beautiful giving soul, from the earth that you have under you and the earth that is you in your body? This prana, this chi, all these sources of blessings, all these aspects of us, because they really are us, even though we pretend to be separate from them, they're here, giving their blessing so often in just a pulsing way, just a vibrational way, just a sweet way, just a soft way, just a way that doesn't distract us from anything, but fills us, just like a bathtub getting filled with water, and the water rises while we may be aware of something else. And if we're in that bathtub, with every, you know, just a centimeter that the water level rises and touches our body, it's like the gift of that water just embraces those cells of our skin. And if you will, makes love to that skin and makes love to the self and the person we are. Just as our light makes love, our heart makes love, our soul makes love, the earth makes love, all just loving us. And then let me shift again. I see everybody here, like we as a family for this time. I see those loving you, us loving you. Certainly I love you, but everybody here loves you. And so if, I don't know, I haven't looked at how many are here, but and it's hard to tell anyway, but if there are 100 of us or more here, gee, there are 100 of the world's most loving, most precious, most blessed, most special, and that's not putting down anybody else anywhere or lessening anybody's value, but some of the world's most amazing, amazing beings. They came here to be here for you and me and us. They came here to get your blessing for them and to give you their blessing. So if there's something you don't quite have like somebody else has, just through the ether, just because we're here, just where two or more are gathered, that comes. It comes to you, and subconsciously and soulfully comes into you. And that's all that matters, is that we're gathered together and love just takes over. And note how often, in everything I'm talking about, how often the gift, the blessing, has to do with love, mainly because we're on a planet of love. We've come to a dimension that's really about loving and being loved, and it's about taking the power of love and the creativity of love and the beauty of love and the sacred grip of love and the passion of love and the sweetness of love and the energy of love and on and on and on and creating lives, creating worlds, creating scenarios, creating creations, creating businesses, creating relationships, creating self, because we're blessed every minute of every day. And then I see God. I see, let's call it that divine source, or goddess if you prefer. I see this divine source of blessings creating me, creating you anew, with enormous bursts of power. Whenever we need that power boost, if you will, that God, goddess, divine source, divine creative essence, I just watch that quiet. It's sort of that God self, if you will. It's sort of that divine essence right in the center of our being that lives in the innermost silence of us. Doesn't talk much, but the language of silence is very, very powerful. And that language of silence is a blessing giver like few others, because it comes from the depth of our quantum source. And through that divine spark in our very being, just can create a blessing that comes out of nothing, absolute nothing, from that power beyond all creation. And it gives us whatever we need. It places it right in the center of our personal core, if you will. So I think finally, and I think it's finally, I see your, my, our human self, our humanity. That human self, that trained human us, that, and I want to say this word with great sensitivity, that pretends to be weak, that pretends to be lacking, or pretends to be, let's say, abused or deserted or disempowered or disconnected. That trained human us that knows how to pretend. And just, you know, if I go back to my very self-absorbed description of how I see and what I see, frankly, oftentimes I see that pretending human self winking at me. I'm being very, very truthful here, just sort of internally winking at me, letting me in on its what I think I want to call its game of let's pretend, but inviting me not to say, hey, quit pretending, but inviting me to partner with you in that game, to go with you in the let's pretend game, and partner in some kind of ritual of awakening or healing or empowering or remembering or what else, expanding, deepening, but knowing full well this deep you, this even trained human you, knowing full well that these rituals are just rituals. And in one sense, not in another sense, but in one sense they're unnecessary, because the human you already knows how beautiful and full and perfect and complete and powerful. I think Don Miguel Ruiz once said, we are all gods pretending to not be gods. And so that's what I see. We're a divine being pretending to be undivine. We're a perfect self pretending to be imperfect. We're a unified self, if you will, posing as a separated self. We're truth. We're a truth-filled, truth-propelled self, and often taking on a posture of being kind of an ignorant or truth-deprived self. It's a game we play, and I don't mean to put it down. I'm not calling us frauds, or we're all frauds in a sense, really. Let's face it. But we're not frauds in that sense. It's not that we're being manipulative or anything like that. It's just that's kind of what we do as human beings. We pretend that we're not who we are. But in the midst of this, what I think I want to call this fun, adventuresome game of make-believe, And let me say it this way. In the absolute center of this treasure hunt, and that's part of the make-believe, we make believe we're missing something, then we go on a treasure hunt. And in the center of this treasure hunt for the seeming missing pieces of self is the world's most beautiful, precious gift, and that is the gift of immense, continual blessings. Blessings from all the sources I just voiced earlier. Blessings that remind us, blessings that awaken us, blessings that heal us, heal our blindness and shake us out of the illusion of pretending, that bring us back to the truth, that empower us back into a fuller awareness of who we are, of the perfection in short. Blessings that just bring forth our innate wholeness, our innate beauty, our innate wonder, our innate sensationalism, our innate divinity, our innate everythingness, our innate nothingness, our innate mystical, magical being. And all that because in the middle of this adorable, let's pretend, game, in the midst of this amazingly cute treasure hunt that we're on, we have a totally predictable helper, and we call it blessing. So just in this moment, in this hour, in this time when we've come together, I invited you into Donna's and my heart. I invited you into our heart. I've invited my heart into your heart. Here we are, just talking about blessings. I just want to share, it happens to me almost every day of my life, but just talking to someone, I'll just say recently, and it looked like all we were doing was talking. And in the middle of all that talking, I started noticing things moving in the person, things changing, things shifting, things awakening. And the person started to notice that and started talking about what was happening, and what was happening just happened to coincide with what we were talking about. But we were, in effect, talking about it with sort of the same tone as if we were talking about the weather, just sort of matter of fact, because blessing doesn't need a specific serious interventional ritual. Sure, it can use that. Sometimes it invites it. Sometimes it's very important. But really, like here, right now, what's maybe happening or occurring in you, and what has been over this last half hour or so? Maybe ask it this way. What blessings are here, just in your space, kind of doing whatever they're doing or being in whatever way they're being? What facets of you is aware of these blessings, and maybe what's going on that just is even beyond your awareness? And maybe, to say it this way, what are those, what I'd like to call perfect blessings, saying to you? How are they inviting you, or what are they inviting you to? Or what are they awakening you to right now at this particular moment? I feel right now just a kind of a, call it an urge, I could call it an inspiration to just be the voice of whatever this blessing is that's here with you. One of the things I don't want to do is have my voice take away from your own personal intimate connection with that blessing or those blessings right now. So please feel free to ignore my words. But in whatever way I feel like that blessing wants to just sort of use my tongue, use my words, in this moment, this is what I feel like that unique blessing that's right here for you, that just maybe chose this hour to come alive, to resonate, to rest in your heart, to be present in your being, to awaken in your body, to be a source of wisdom that somehow has either an insight or a a truth to share with you, whatever it may be, some healing of something that's been hurtful, whatever is the blessing, I feel like it just wants words, something like this, just to be expressed as if that blessing is speaking directly and intimately to you. Hello. Hello, thank you for noticing. Thank you for planting your attention right here. Thank you for being open to me, the blessing that may be the most important, maybe even the only blessing that something deep in your all-knowing soul called out for. I want you to know this about me, blessing. I'm always, always here. I'm here at your beck and call. I'm here responsive to your touch. I'm here in loving support of you day, night, weekend, 24/7. I care deeply. My whole nature, the nature of my existence as a blessing, is to love you unconditionally, expansively, vastly, deeply, profoundly, powerfully, to give and give and give and give, and for you to receive and receive and be nourished and be nurtured and be given to and to know. For some of you, I'm here in your body to help wake up your body to the way of being fed that you perhaps haven't noticed yet. But the way that I'm feeding your body, exactly the nutrients that it needs, except in perhaps in the form of light, or in the form of love, or in the form of an elemental earth substance. I love you. I love you and always have, always will, whether you're in a human form, not in a human form. Love. Love is the gift that I bring, and I bring it in a gazillion forms. I package it in a gazillion different wrappings. I give it in a gazillion different ways. But I bring you love right here, right now. Why? For so many reasons and for no reasons. Among the so many reasons, because you're you. Because you are love. And because I can't bring you anything that isn't you, I bring you a mirror of your lovely self. I awaken that love within you by bringing you more of it and bringing it to you in purer and purer forms so that you can receive it without excessive self-protection, without needing to control it. In short, I love you. I am the gift of love, and I'm the gift of your love, and your love through me and my love to you says this, here, let me right now in this moment take what is in my invisible hand, a special kind of love, and give it to you. In your heart. In your heart. Here. There. Take it. That's it. Receive it. And drink it in. And let it. find its natural home. And as it stretches out on the inner couch of your heart, as it sings a song of celebration that is now alive in your being, it starts to remind you this love that I've just planted in your heart. It starts to remind you of your nature as love. It starts to say to you, I am the love that you are. And this time in a slightly different form that hopefully you can hear, see, feel, grasp, sense, bond with, be, come, and be. Let's be love together. Let me awaken you from the let's pretend that we're not love game. Certainly just for this moment, but maybe. Maybe if possible, and it certainly is, and maybe if you want it, for a long, long, long time, like maybe till the end of your life, when free of the human scene, that let's pretend game just dissipates and disappears entirely anyway. Here, come to me where this love that can awaken you beyond the pretend game, that can move you both through the treasure hunt and actually beyond, and in a way that doesn't even reinforce the treasure hunt to who you are. Look at you now. Look at you now through my eyes. Look at you now as you hold the love that I am. Take me in your hands as well as in your heart. Place me in your body, in your mind, in your energy fields, in all your other chakras. But move me into the space around you, into that auric or energetic field or space that is the you outside the body. Splash me, love, again into every element of who you are. And tell me, what does that look like, feel like? What is that? As you and I bond and unite and are and express and come alive into the truth of you. And that, of course, is the ultimate gift, that you and I together awaken you, your awareness, your depth, your body, your heart, your everything into the beauty that you are, the precious, magnificent, only to be adored, absolutely scrumptious, delicious being of light and love and power and wonder and magnitude and divinity and emptiness and everythingness and magic that you are. I, this blessing of pure love, am here. I don't intend to leave this your heart. I do intend for and invite you to reach into this heart every day, and maybe 87 times a day or 87,000 times a day, and pick me up. Bring me to where it is in you that needs to remember, needs to know, needs to feel, needs to heal. And touch that space with me. I never, ever get depleted. I have no tiredness. I live in eternity, not just out there, but in here. I'm not subject to the laws of three-dimensional or human nature that seem to imply tiredness, though, of course, in truth, they don't. I'm here, endless, devoted, untiring, absolutely unstoppable love. That's my blessing to you, now and forever. Ah, thank you. As you sit with that, may I just indeed thank you. Thank you for receiving this gift of blessing. And really, thank you for being the blessing. Because at various points, we start to realize that, you know, just like the saying says, whatever it is I'm looking for, I already am. Well, whatever is the blessing that comes to us, we are the big being giving that blessing. So genuinely thank you. This has been a sacred, sacred time, a sacred ceremony of receiving the blessing. And what I'd like to do, if anyone is in a space to join me in it, is I'd like to, in just a half a minute, open the lines and open to any kind of sharing. And if this is your first time with us, then I just want to mention that this sharing is really not about information or giving cognitive answers to questions. So I want to invite us not to ask me any questions, but if there's anything you want to share, anything of a personal nature, anything of your own wisdom or truth or anything, whatever it is, if your heart or your soul feels like, say this, share this with people as your way of being the source of inspiration for us. So let's see, how do we do this? Come to, Bill. If you're on the phone, you might want to get off because you might break it. No, I couldn't help myself with that. I'm sorry. If you're on the phone, feel free to press *2, and that will give me a little indication that you're there and would like to say something, and I can call on you. If you're on the webcast, then feel free to write whatever you want to write into that cute little box that's in there, and then we'll go from there. Oh my goodness, there are like 5 or 6 things here right after Jim's reminder to turn on the recorder. One from Adrian from Hawaii. Aloha, ha, 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 ha. How beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Somebody else said lost sound for the past 2 minutes. Whoops. And then from someone else, an expression of gratitude to Donna for the beautiful pictures. And then, let's see, one that says, thank you to me. I'm so grateful for this expansive love blessing reminder. I love my heart so much, so very much. We are both so very grateful for your beautiful blessing. Reawakening our deep, committed love union, me and my heart. Please tell Donna we love the Space Nebula photo. We saw a Native American goddess princess sitting up on the cloud, left side. She has a feather on her crown. She felt like a magic blessing guardian. And that's another reminder. And at the end, this person sends enormous love, light, and blessings to Donna and me, and, quote, to everyone here and for all life. How very, very sweet. Thank you so much. That is beautiful. And then another one saying, thank you for the blessing that has tears streaming down my face. And another one that says, thanks for reminding me of me in capital letters. The blessing that is my heart, that is all of us. I love you. I love all of us. And I'm going to come back here and see if there's, we have two people with a hand up. One, I am sure, is J.S. from Chicago. Though it says here you're from Skokie, which is true, isn't it? J.S., can you hear me?
I can.
All right. Hi.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Bill. Hello, Donna.
Hi.
Thank you for the simple silence in which all possibilities and love can flow.
Thank you. I'm just drinking that in, J.S. I so hear the depth from which those words come. Thank you so much. And we have someone who, it says here, is from Dallas. Let me just unmute you. Hi, whoever you are.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this is Annette. Hi.
Annette, hello.
Hi.
How wonderful to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. I started writing something as you were talking, and I thought, after I reread it, I thought, I'm just going to share this if there's an opportunity. So,
oh,
here,
good.
Like you, I see myself partnering with people, sometimes by getting into the drama or the negativity and pretense from within the make-believe story is just part of the blessing. Sometimes I'm listening to someone's story and it feels disgusting, and I say to myself, help me, please help me be here with this disgusted feeling. And then there's this light that begins to shine in a way I can see. I can see the light in the person's face, and it's everything.
Wow.
And sometimes I just can't go there. The story is just too disgusting.
Yes.
And I want to leave and walk away from the feeling. In either case, I'm always aware of the love.
Wow. Wow. Beautiful. I really hear that too, Annette. Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you for the blessings, always and forever. And I love it when you speak about the infinity of just bringing that into our life, and I can see and feel just the love from that. So,
yes.
Great to connect with everyone.
Oh, thank you, Annette, and thank you for your blessing on us through those beautiful words. Let's see. There's no one else on the phone. I'm just going to look at the webcast. Yes, oh my goodness. This is from Marjolaine. Oh, Bill, as I feel from the depth of my heart this huge love that is here, I am so grateful for this doorway. I love that word, for this doorway. Following our inspiration and sharing it with those around us is the gift we are here to offer freely. Open the door of your beautiful heart. Love. Love you, Donna, and every one of us here. Marjolaine, what a beautiful, beautiful, not just message, but gift to us. Thank you. And, this is from Lisa. Thank you so much, Bill. I am drawn to share Marianne Williamson's quote. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. So thank you for giving us such a wonderful blessing and dispelling this belief. Much love, Lisa. Wow, Lisa, thank you. That's a perfect quote, a perfect, not just reminder, but a perfect expression of the deepest truth of who we are. I so appreciate that. That's even, can you imagine, better than the Mark Twain quote that I started with. And I know that's hard to believe. So thank you, Lisa, beyond measure. It is time to stop. And so I would love to let you know that our next telegathering happens to be roughly a month from now, the second Thursday in April, which happens to be April the 14th, which, as you can imagine, is 2 weeks after April Fool's Day. See, now, you were thinking that. I just took your thought and put it into words. It also, interestingly, happens to be like a week and a half before our son's birthday. Now, Donna and I have one son. He will be amazingly 44 years old this year. Now, I want to remind you, Donna and I gave birth to him when Donna was 4 and I was 5. So just so that for the record, that's why he's as old as he is. So thank you for that. Why is my nose longer? Anyway, thank you so much for an amazingly beautiful, blessing-filled evening. And frankly, for me, the biggest blessing is you. And I thank you. And I add my own personal blessing to you, for you, on top of everything else that's been there this week, and invite you to take that blessing into your heart, into your space, into yourself, and just let that be whatever it is that you want it, need it to be for however long. So thank you again so much. I love you all. I am going to unmute all of us so we can, as we say goodbye or whatever we say, just again wrap our arms around each other and hold and love each other non-face-to-face for the whole next month. Here we go. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love, everybody.
Whoa. Whoa. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a wonderful month.